In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is incredible. I have talked about this battle over legalized marijuana for a long time, wondering why one of the parties just doesn't take this up as an issue. Now, what the president has just done in signing an executive order doesn't change the legalization of marijuana anywhere, but this is a major step in terms of America re-examining its opinion of marijuana. The president has signed an executive order removing marijuana as a Schedule I drug. I have talked for years and years about how ridiculous it is that marijuana is listed as a Schedule I drug. And I applaud President Trump for doing this. Now, there are times when I do say something positive about what the president says or does. And this is one of those times. So mark your calendar. Let's go back into the newsroom with our news director, Dave Cohen. So, Dave, does this executive order change this immediately, or is there a process of changing the status of marijuana from a Schedule I drug? Do you know?
The president has granted now researchers the ability to treat marijuana just like they do, say, acetaminophen with codeine, where they can now start doing extensive trials and testing and additional research to determine once and for all the medicinal applications of marijuana. Until this point, any research that has been done has not been done legally by a major institution, university, or government agency because it was outlawed because of the Schedule I status. Now that it becomes Schedule III, that research can immediately begin and try to once and for all settle the anecdotal and other research that's been done that claims marijuana has all these benefits but has never been proven the way other pharmaceuticals have been tested.
Yeah, I think this is huge because the fact that marijuana was listed as a Schedule I drug along with heroin, I mean, you can feel the way you want to feel about whether or not marijuana should be legalized, but I think we can all agree marijuana should not be a Schedule I drug on the same level as heroin.
Well, and there's no evidence to support that its impact either on society or on an individual is the same. You know, we clearly know about the opioid epidemic and heroin and derivatives similar to from whether it was lab made or derived from poppies, whatever, that heroin is highly physically and psychologically addictive, has led to millions of overdose deaths over the years. Marijuana, there have only been claims of a handful ever of overdoses of marijuana in the history of research.
And it's some of those things are a little bit sketchy. I mean, it's more possible that you die from overeating if you smoke too much marijuana.
Yes.
Because, people eat a lot.
Intense munchies, yes.
Yes. So, look, I think this is, I think it's good news. Again, it doesn't change the legality of marijuana in any state or anywhere in America, but it shows a less harsh attitude toward marijuana, which, it goes back to the 40s in America.
It continues to move the needle on shifting from a dangerous, horrible, terrible, no good, very bad drug to something that may have medicinal uses and other benefits. So reclassifying it is a major step.
Yeah. Yeah.
Towards eventually the federal government either decriminalizing or legalizing. To this point, we do know that ever since Colorado became the first state to legalize, and now a handful of other states have followed suit, and almost all of them have made it medicinally legal, that things keep moving in that direction, and this is a continued movement in that direction. And having marijuana now similar to pills that are available pharmaceutically as its classification, I think, is a significant change in the way people perceive it.
All right, Dave, I appreciate your insight.
Glad
All right.
To be here.
Yeah. So, look, I think this is big news. I've been talking about this for a long time, and just the idea that marijuana was a Schedule I drug is archaic. You know, it goes back to America's irrational attitude toward marijuana in the 30s and 40s. And I know I talked about doing this a couple of weeks ago, and I never did it, but we are going to do it today. I'm going to get Coleman to find the trailer for the movie Reefer Madness. It was a movie about the effects of marijuana on people, and it really was a propaganda film for the government to promote the idea that marijuana can do terrible things to you. And the movie is so unrealistic, it's funny as hell. I mean, to watch the perception of what marijuana does to people is really funny. Because, when I've smoked pot, and it's been a long time, but, when I smoked pot, when I got stoned, man, I didn't act like any of those people in the movie. And the trailer really does just reflect the irrational nature of the movie. So we'll talk about that. But look, I applaud President Trump for signing an executive order removing marijuana as a Schedule I drug. It's about time this happened. It reflects more of a modern-day attitude toward marijuana and not this archaic past attitude, irrational attitude toward marijuana from the past. But if you read between the lines here, this is another indication that the president is really seriously looking at running again in 2028, even though it's unconstitutional. There are people working on finding a way for him to run a third term, which right now is unconstitutional. Love it or hate it, I think this is a reality because, presidents in their second term, they're not as concerned about the voters as the president seems to be now. And we heard this in the some of the things that Chief of Staff Susie Wiles said in the Vanity Fair interviews, that the president is, doing things to try to win back younger voters that he has apparently lost in the last 6 months. The young voters that helped put him in office in 2024, the young voters who are not MAGA, but they voted for him, they supported him. And why are they so interested in winning those voters back? Well, because he might be running again in 2028. So, I'm sure that's something we're going to be talking about. And then I was just talking the other day about why the Republicans, and this is another part of this this idea that the Trump administration is considering a run in 2028. The Trump administration is doing what it can to use marijuana in some ways to win those younger voters. So, yeah, it's all being spelled out at this point. And, man, that is going to be one hell of a controversy because nobody's run for a third term. I mean, I don't know, maybe somewhere in past history somebody served a third term. But in modern political history, no president has served a third term. So this president may be the first to try to do that. Now, Right now, he doesn't have the popularity to win, according to the polls. But a lot of people would ignore the polls. Now, the president has a strong following among his most diehard supporters, but in terms of the overall country, there's no indication that the majority of this country loves him or wants him to run for a third term. So again, it's just interesting to see this positioning going on with the president. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So for those of you who say, I never say anything good about President Trump, please mark your calendar Thursday, December 18th. Scoot totally agreed with the president signing an executive order of removing marijuana as a Schedule I drug. And inevitably, somebody might call and say, yeah, you never say anything positive about the president. As soon as we get that call, we're not going to continue with the conversation because it means that person is not listening. Hey, this is a sad note. I'm just seeing the news that six people were killed when a private jet crashed, and I'm not sure where that private was. A private jet? Do you remember? I'm not sure where that private jet was. I want to say Louisville. I don't remember, but a private jet has crashed, and that's really sad. It looked like it was a little foggy at the airport, so I don't know whether weather was a factor there, but six people are dead in that private jet crash. I'm sure we'll hear more about that as time goes on. If you do have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to continue to play some of the worst Christmas songs ever. Those Christmas songs that just are so bad, they rob us of the Christmas spirit. And also, tonight is a major NFL game. And even though the Saints are not in the playoffs, I am totally invested in the NFL playoffs this year. And I love that there are new teams out there that are going to get to the playoffs. And some of the regulars, like the Kansas City Chiefs, they're out of it. But tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Rams, 11-3, play the Seahawks, 11-3, in Seattle. Matthew Stafford against Sam Darnold. Who wins this game? I think the Seahawks find a way to win. And the game's at home in Seattle. But I don't know, the weather in Seattle and Portland over the last couple of days has been terrible. Really, really strong rain and just powerful winds up to like a gust up to, in one case, like 99 miles an hour. So I don't know what the weather's like, but that might have an impact on that game. As much as I respect Matthew Stafford, who is playing at an MVP level this year, I think the Seahawks find a way to win. And, you know, I couldn't be happier for Rashid Shaheed. And I'll never forget the first time I saw him take the ball. First time when he was with the Saints and the first time he touched the ball. I was at the game at the Dome and he was in the end zone and he grabbed the ball at the end zone. And it was such a good run back. The first thing I said is that this guy is going to be awesome. And he proved to be awesome. Sadly, we traded him. But for him, this is a great move because he's got a chance to go to the playoffs this year, and I hope the best for Rashid Shaheed. But it should be a great Thursday night football game tonight. Okay, let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hello, Janice. How are you?
Hello, Scoot. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Now.
Now.
I saw something yesterday.
Okay.
That had me disturbed.
No.
And said, yes.
Okay. What was it?
And it should have everyone concerned.
Okay.
It really should.
What was it?
I do not like the direction that the country is going in. If Trump runs again, chances are I'll look at who else is on the ballot, even if they're not, you know, going to win, if it's a Libertarian or a Green Party person or something like that.
Well, let me ask you this question. Forget about those extremes. What about if it's a Democrat? I mean, would you ever have thought that you would consider...
It would depend on who that person was.
Would you ever have thought that you might consider voting for a Democrat?
Well, it would depend on who they are. Years ago, I did. I mean...
Okay.
You know, I voted for people years ago that I shouldn't have voted for.
Well, I think we've all done that.
I wasn't in the politics, and I there were a lot of things I absolutely wasn't aware of. So, yeah, I did. I really did. So, yeah, I guess maybe I'd have to take a look at that and consider that. I mean, I didn't want to vote for Kamala Harris. And in the first primary, the first time he ran, in the primary, and I don't think you like him, but I think we'd be better off today by having him, I voted for Ted Cruz. I really did. But this is what I saw yesterday. Face the Nation. Now, I don't think it was this last Sunday, but at some point, I guess it was recent, they had on this man, governor of, I forget what state, Raphael Warnock. It might be Georgia.
Yeah, I think that's Georgia.
And Trump is vowing NBC won't get away with Dem, D-E-M, for Democrat, interview in threat to broadcast license. Now, I'm also reading the president's remarks came hours after FCC Chair Brendan Carr told a Senate committee that he had the power to shut down broadcast networks for satirical speech. So, I mean, that would take in Saturday Night Live and any other nighttime.
Yeah, that's
shows.
Just a total infringement of freedom of speech. And yeah, he was grilled yesterday.
Absolutely. It certainly is. And people, I understand there is nothing, whether you're backing Trump 100%, as many of you are, or you're not. You need to open your eyes and really see, like I am, what is going on here. This is the United States of America. I got into it last night with my cousin. She was getting very ugly with me. And I told her, I said, I am standing for America, the Constitution, and freedom of speech.
Good for you.
This is very important. Because I don't know what direction the country
I've said many times that I don't recognize this country anymore. I mean, this is not the country that I grew up in, and I'm very sensitive to the topic of freedom of speech, and we should be able to be satirical and tell jokes and even though some people might go too far with it, or some people might say things that people just vehemently disagree with, if you argue that the government has the power to shut down a network because of speech that a president doesn't like, then get ready for a Democrat to try to shut down Fox News. You don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. That should not happen in America. So this is a really dangerous precedent, and people think that the country is always going to have this president. No, as much as he might want to be president forever, I don't think that he's going to be president forever. And we're going to have a lot to talk about when it comes to the possibility that he runs for a third term. But we'll worry about that another time. It's the holidays. But Janice, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad your eyes are wide open. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I am also applauding President Trump today signing an executive order removing marijuana from the list of Schedule I drugs. This reflected an irrational attitude of America and marijuana, and it's just nowhere near compared to marijuana is nothing even close to heroin and should never have been in the same category as heroin. So I applaud President Trump for doing this. But let's remember why he's doing it. He's doing it because he wants to appeal to younger voters. And you can say what you want about the polls, but the president at the White House and the White House are paying attention to the polls because they're reacting to polls showing that the president has been losing a lot of the young people that put him in office. MAGA is not big enough to put Trump back in office if he runs again. It's that whole group, all the entire MAGA group is not big enough to put the president back in office. He needs other people to put him in office. And so those are the votes that they're trying to win back. All right. If you were there last night, I know you loved it. And it's just such a great Christmas tradition. And they did such a phenomenal job. Last night was Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Draw. There is a family in San Antonio, Texas, that is not happy with a $2,500 fine the HOA organization has put on them because of their Griswold house decoration. Apparently, they have a house that is decorated similar to the house in Christmas Vacation. And the HOA says the decorations are too bright and it's for excessive glare from their holiday lights. Now, the homeowners are saying that, wait a minute, we have a religious right to celebrate under Texas law, and the violation, the citation for this violation infringes on our religious freedom. Well, look, I don't know how bright it is. I mean, if it's anything like the house in Christmas Vacation, it's got to be really pretty damn bright. But, this aspect of Christmas, the lights and the tree and all of that, that's not religious. That's pagan. There are pagan aspects to the celebration of Christmas, and that doesn't de-emphasize the importance of Christmas, the birth of Christ. But those things are not religious in nature. But I think families sometimes become the victims of HOAs or cities that are a little too overzealous when it comes to you know, being upset that a display, a holiday display, Christmas display is too over the top. But, you know, there are people, and I remember years ago, and many of you remember as well, when Al Copeland decorated his home on Falls Drive in Metairie. And I think that was at the end of Transcontinental. Could have been Clearview, but I think it was at the end of I'm pretty sure it was the end of Transcontinental. Al Copeland had this big home, and he just did this amazing job of decorating. And it brought so many people to the neighborhood. And a lot of the neighbors were very critical of that. And they just didn't want all the people in the neighborhood. You know, I understand both sides of that argument. I understand how somebody wants to go over the top and decorate and just bring the spirit of the holidays to the neighborhood and draw people in to see this incredible display of Christmas decorations. But then I also understand about all the people going to the neighborhood and crowding up the neighborhood. And I think if I had to side with one, I think I would side with the ones who are putting up the decoration. You know, okay, so sometimes there's a little inconvenience in our lives, but if it makes a lot of people happy, then, you know, go ahead and put up the Christmas decorations. You know, you're pleasing a lot of people, and I realize that this is inconvenient for a lot of people who live in the neighborhood, but, you know, I'm on the side of the people who want to go over the top. Now, as far as this Christmas vacation house, like the Griswold house, if it's, I don't know what it means when it says there's too much glare. I mean, from what? How is there too much glare? I guess it's just essentially too bright. I don't know. I'm not that familiar with that situation, so I don't know how to judge that. All right, we've got a lot going on this afternoon. Next week is Christmas week, and there's great football on tonight, and that's the beginning of great football all weekend long. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this afternoon as well. Tulane plays Ole Miss. I think Tulane is going to upset Ole Miss this weekend. That game is Saturday afternoon. The Saints have their last home game Sunday in the Caesars Superdome, and you got a chance to win some tickets, premier tickets to the game, and also two tickets to the VIP tailgate party sponsored by the Bullseye Event Group. And it's great food and premium liquor. So get full, get buzzed, walk over to the dome. Enjoy the game. It's a great way to start the game. And so this is the last day to register for this. So go to the website, wwl.com/contest with an S, and register to win. And you may win two premium tickets to the game and two tickets to the VIP tailgate party from the Bullseye Event Group. All right, let's go to Raceland and Charles. You're on WWL. Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah, you hear me well, huh?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, you hear me, huh?
Oh, I can hear you, huh? I got you.
All right, here's the thing, man. I talked to you before about this with the marijuana.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. You need to understand. The guy that I found him up with you, he tried to explain to you that just
because wait, Charles. I want to be fair to you, and we're having a hard time hearing you. And I just want to make sure that we hear what you're saying. So can you try that again?
All right, how about now?
Let's see. Go ahead and try. That might be a little better.
All right,
that's
here
better.
I am.
That's better.
All right, here's the thing.
Okay.
The guy, he said it way better than me, man, because I'm not good at this stuff. But, you know, that smoking marijuana thing is fine for older fellas who's established and all, but for the younger people, man, that it's hurting them people bad, man.
Yeah. Well, so is liquor.
Yeah, it's hurting them.
But what about liquor?
Well, I ain't saying liquor ain't hurting them too.
Well, we don't ban liquor. I mean, liquor's legal, even though we're concerned about young people getting a hold of it.
We probably would. I mean, come on, man.
Wait, you think we probably would? No, if America could ban liquor, it would.
Yeah, no. I think they would.
I don't think so.
Because it's simple, just like we just said.
Well, Charles, you know, when with kids, you have to tell kids that they're kids or they're underage, and they can do certain things when they get older that they can't do when they're younger.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm not talking about kids like 12, 14, 15. I'm talking about kids that are 16, 18, 20.
Okay.
Still, like I said before, when I talked to you before, like the old thing where they living in the basement, you know, playing video games. I've just seen it hurts everybody, man. It hurts them when they're young.
Well, nobody should, you know.
You smoking, that's different.
All right. Well, I think you can use the same rules with alcohol, you know, and. You know, we have somehow become a society where everything is supposed to be okay for adults and kids at the same time. No. Man, when we were growing up, our parents simply said, hey, guess what? I can smoke and drink and you can't. And when you get to be older, you can smoke and drink if you want to.
I think the reason it's okay, like the reason the older folks can handle it is because they started young and they developed a tie. That's the thing about it. The reason it's good for the old folks and why they can handle it better is because they started young and they got adapted and they developed the tolerance to it.
Well, that's right. They were experienced.
If you just
started
at age 60, it would mess you up just like it would if you were 18.
Yeah, that's right. You got to start young so you got experience doing it. Now, I mean, look, it's the same argument with alcohol. And yes, there are kids that are going to get a hold of marijuana. And I mean, I think if there's a 15-year-old in New Orleans or anywhere across America who wants to smoke pot, I think he or she can get it. So that's the problem, I guess. But it's the same problem with liquor. And there's liquor in a lot of the homes of kids that are abusing alcohol. So, again, it's hypocritical to, you know, come down on the young people. Now, no, they shouldn't do it. They shouldn't do it. And when you get to be old enough to smoke marijuana or to drink or do whatever you want to do, you got to do it responsibly. And you got to make decisions when it comes to your health about what you should and should not do. So we'll leave it at that. If you're on hold, stay with us. So we got to get to some of your text messages as well. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. But no, I don't think we should. Kids are going to get a hold of what they want to get a hold of. And you need to prepare your kids to deal with all of the things that they're going to be tempted with. So we're featuring some of the Christmas songs that suck. Christmas songs that are just terrible. And so we got a request for this one. And I agree, this is a terrible Christmas song. It's stupid. It's not even cute, in my opinion. Well, guess what, kid? You're not getting a hippopotamus for Christmas, so go to bed. Is there a Christmas song that you think really sucks? We're going to fill up next hour with the Christmas songs that don't put us in the mood. They actually take us out of the mood of being in the holiday spirit. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with more on WWE.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, you know, I have not seen Love Actually yet this holiday season. I gotta make time to watch it. But, I mean, there's like football on tonight. There's football tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. I'm really into it this year. I mean, I find football right now to be just a great distraction from life. But, you know, I'm going to watch Love Actually. If you've never seen it, even if you're a guy, don't worry about it being a chick flick. It's a great movie. It's about human relationships. It's about every aspect of human relationships. And the way it all comes together in the end is phenomenal. The writing is great. The directing is great. The way the song and the music are woven through the story is truly amazing. So don't be afraid that it's a chick flick. You're not going to become a chick. You're not going to change your lifestyle in any way if you watch Love Actually. It's really just, in my opinion, it is a phenomenal movie, even for guys. All right. I didn't mention this yesterday because I just generally stay away from anything that Tucker Carlson says because he's a clown. I mean, he's just a clown. He has a lot of family money. He didn't work for his money. He has a lot of family money. And I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't work. He does work and he does make money because he's become very popular. But Tucker Carlson is a clown. I mean, he lies. He makes up stuff just for getting attention. He's very much like Alex Jones of InfoWars. And yesterday, before the president's speech, Tucker Carlson was joined by attorney Andrew Napolitano on his Judging Freedom podcast. And they were talking about growing tensions with Venezuela, and they were talking about the president's speech. And they were predicting that the president was going to announce war is coming. Here's what Tucker Carlson said. He said, here's what I know so far, which is that members of Congress were briefed yesterday that a war is coming, and it will be announced in the address to the nation tonight at 9 o'clock by the president. It's 9 o'clock Eastern time. But Tucker Carlson said, who knows, by the way, if it will actually happen. But he was predicting yesterday that the president's speech last night was going to be about announcing war is coming with Venezuela. Now, I don't know. You know, maybe war is coming with Venezuela. The president seems to be really hot on that trail, and it might happen. But it wasn't announced last night. And it's just another indication that Tucker Carlson is a joke. And I don't know why anybody would follow this guy, but people do. And it almost is a disadvantage for somebody like me in this business to be honest and to focus on the truth and reality. It would almost be better if I just made up stuff on the air all the time to attract listeners, just said outrageous things that weren't even true. You know, maybe I would make more money. It might be more beneficial for me to do that. But the truth is, I got to live with me. You know, I got to sleep with myself. I can't be that dishonest. I couldn't do something to manipulate the audience just to make more money. I mean, it would be great to make those big bucks that some of those people wear, some of those people make. But I can't do that. I would rather be honest about it and see what happens than to, you know, be a conspiracy theorist and make more money. Oh, by the way, I want to mention that of the six people killed in that private jet crash in North Carolina was NASCAR driver, and some of you will know him, NASCAR driver Greg Biffle. His wife and kids were on that private corporate jet that crashed in North Carolina. So just a very sad story of a plane that crashed, and I guess we'll learn more as time goes on. All right, got to get to a break. We're going to feature even more of the songs that Christmas songs that just are terrible songs. Songs that are Christmas songs, but they really kind of rob us of the Christmas spirit. So all of that is going to be coming up. You know, we don't have a chance to do this next song here. We're going to do it in the next hour. But see, I don't want to. This is not going to be included in the Christmas songs that suck. But I played part of the Hanukkah song by Adam Sandler, Part 4. He's updated it. So we're going to play a little bit of a live version of that in the next hour, but that's not a Christmas song that sucks. So just move up the next one that we have on the list, and we'll play that, and we'll find another one for the end of the show. So here's a Christmas classic, and this is one of those songs that, you know, not everybody likes this song. You know, some people hate it. We're really running late here, and we don't have a chance to play much of it. But also next hour is the Paul McCartney song, Wonderful Christmas Time. Is that a good Christmas song, or does it suck? Well, we'll do a text on that coming up in the next hour. Man, I didn't know we were coming back so soon. I took a bite of a protein bar there during that commercial break. I thought it would be a little longer. Let me just finish up swallowing here. All right. Big Thursday night football game tonight. The Seahawks. The Seahawks have new uniforms. They're going to play the Rams tonight. Can't wait for that. We'll talk about Tulane Saturday afternoon. Tulane meets Ole Miss, and the Saints this weekend are playing the Jets. I think the Saints make it three in a row. Plus, more of the Christmas songs that are just, you know, terrible Christmas songs. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon, and we're coming right back.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.